This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining Robert Villaham's press conference ahead of our WSL match with Leicester City this weekend. For those joining online, please use the raise hand function to ask questions. We're going to start in the room with Finn.
Hi, Robert. Hope you're well. Just one from me this week. The rise of Spurs women has been nothing short of like meteoric over the last 8 or so years, and the latest chapter in that history has come under your stewardship, you know, reaching an FA Cup semi-final and being one game away from Wembley. How does that feel, and how much is kind of that over you guys as a team in terms of the fact that you are just one game away from Wembley?
I think that's the reason I wanted to come to this club, because you see this really big club with a lot of potential, and the women's team and what they have done to establish themselves in the Women's Super League and going for the titles, and now I'm part of that. I feel like that's a really fun job for me. And now when we reach to the point where we are actually getting closer to Wembley and make sure that we fight for a title, that's amazing. And I also show the power of this club, I would say. So it shows that we are already there and the future looks bright.
Okay, moving online. Emma.
I think it's totally non-acceptable. I mean, me as a coach are in a power position with the players and the staff. I think it's very much unprofessional to have a relationship with a player. I don't think it should be a question that we raise here. I think it's crazy. So for me, no, it's not professional and it shouldn't be like that. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's of course, yes, absolutely. I get it. People falling in love everywhere, but it's not where you should fall in love, and you shouldn't work with your partner in that way. So for me, but then of course, if people doesn't understand that, we might need to find good guidelines so people understand that that's not acceptable in this environment. Because if people doesn't understand, then we need to teach them that this is not acceptable. I mean, if that's needed to make sure we find good ways to not have this happening, so yes. But for me, it's so clear that it shouldn't accept that and it shouldn't be like that. So yeah, if that helps, absolutely. So Drew is back in training from her illness, so she's trained well today. Molly was back at the training ground today, so she's taking steps from her illness. So we have to wait to see to the Saturday training, because if we know that she can play or not. Otherwise, we look strong and healthy. Cheers.
Alex.
Hi, Robert. Just an uncertainty surrounding Leicester. How do you think that potentially affects your preparations to face them, knowing there could potentially be tweaks that they're making with two different people like taking charge of the club? Does that affect your preparations at all to face them?
I mean, we put very much focus on how we play and how we want to develop the play, and a little bit about the opponent, of course. When you change leadership or manager or whatever, that can be something going on. But I think the ones in charge right now are looked like doing the same stuff. Last game against Liverpool and did well, so it doesn't really change anything for us. It's more like make sure we are really prepared how they look the last game, possible scenarios. So it doesn't really affect us now. I think you can see it like a really good preparation for the FA Cup if you want to look at it the FA Cup way, because you're going to practice something for that big game. But on the other hand, it's actually competition in Women's Super League with a really important game, because they can actually come above us in the table. So for me to be motivated to go to this game with really 100% focus is, you know, of course we will. And I know the players, they want to compete and be better every day, and they want to show that they're going to, you know, play on Sunday and perform in that game. So I'm not I'm really clear that we're going to do a good performance and have full focus on the league game on Sunday, and then we take the FA Cup in the future.
Good luck on Sunday.
Cheers.
Chris Brooks.
Hi, Robert. Just want to ask about Amy Turner scoring the winning penalty in the FA Cup game, because she's had to be patient at times this season, but how important to the team, to the squad, on the pitch, off the pitch, do you kind of see her, and what have you kind of communicated to her this season about her overall role?
I mean, I had a meeting with her today, actually, and just told her how I think to work with her, how professional she is, how she's been so good for me as a coach, because she hasn't played all the time, and she has handled that in a so professional way. She had an injury the first day of training when I arrived here. She was gone for like 6-7 weeks, which made Luana play herself into the team, and then I kept going with her. And then she came back and, you know, trained very well, and she didn't get the chance. And then when she came into the North London Derby and were amazing that game, and she took over that spot, and after that she's just been amazing in training, on the field. I think she plays the best football I have seen her play, and with a lot of self-confidence, good on the ball, good in the duels, and then also like with this calmness in the penalty shootout. I was so impressed by her. So no, she's the role model I want from my players, that they can show that they are very professional and just, you know, keep doing it for the team. So no, I just full of cheering for her. It is, and I'm very much want to work with the players who are here right now. So even if I know that she's on a loan, I don't want to put her on the bench now just because I might not have it last next year, because I want to stay in present and make sure we develop where we are. I think the last game you saw that we moved her in as a 10, and she was absolutely brilliant against one of the top teams in the world, basically. So I just enjoy working with her right now. I just like the other players, how they fight, how Rosella came back and did those good minutes in the game, for example, how Rosella and how Schwang and Winberg showed in the overtime that they also are ready to compete. So I just want them to push each other to make sure everybody develop. And then every Sunday I pick a team, but hopefully they just keep fighting for that spot. But they do it together. They are friends, but they are still competitive. So right now we have a really nice environment where people try to beat themselves into the team instead of trying to get a spot just because somebody else is poor. It's not that now. You need to be really sharp to take a spot in the starting 11. And I love that environment.
Just one last one for me, Rob. I did ask you something similar to this a few months ago about how players coming into this league from another country adapt to this style of play. But I guess from your experience, maybe with the new signings you brought in, how much do you kind of feel a player can adapt by training with the team, and how much has to be learned just by playing games?
I think you can learn some of it in training, but you need to get the minutes on the field and experience the league and the atmosphere and everything to take the next step. I think for me, it's very important when to do that for each person, the personality and everything. So one, you know, Grace was quite unscared when she came here. She just wanted to play, and that's okay. Then I put you on the field, and then you show me that you can do this. Some other people need to find the right circumstances to be brave on the field, for example. And then I'm going to try to make sure that they can, you know, get some time before they can be brave on the field. So that's a part of my coaching career, that to find the right players who can handle it, the right pressure, and then try to push them to the next step, to the next step. And it's always different, to, no matter who you are, right? So I cannot just take the same players and act and treat them in the same way. I need to treat them according to who they are and find the right limit for that. And, you know, sometimes they want more and sometimes I cannot give them more, but I just need to keep pushing them because they need the transition into this league. This league is the best league in the world. And I don't think you should expect to come from a lower league and go into this league and just think that you're going to be dominant. You need to get some time and good leadership and good staff members around you and a good play group around you. And we have that right now. So I feel like everybody's in a good spot, even if they don't play too much.
Down.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, Rob, hope you're well. We've spoken a lot about how well you attack this year, but obviously I know certainly since the West Ham game, there's been a real improvement in the defence. And week on week, it feels like you're getting better with your defending. So, yeah, how impressed are you with the defensive side of the game? And, you know, are you almost surprised with
I think when you're building an identity and the identity is attacking football, you cannot start by focusing on the defense work, right? So we had to go that way to make sure we go for more goals and we want to win games that way. But after a while, you realize it's easier to win games if you also have a good defense. And we not want to defend low block and so on, but we want to be a high pressing team. That's a part of the identity. And it took a few games before we understood how to press the top teams, because it's quite hard to press them because they're so good on the ball. I think the last game against Man City, you saw how we can actually press them high and win the ball high and actually do it against top teams in this league. But everything is a part of the journey. You need to take one step at a time. You need to take some parts of the time. Now we're focusing a lot on that. So hopefully now we can go back and also focus again on the attacking style on their half, how we can find the combinations, the last third, how we can actually score more goals, because we are great in the build-up. We're good now to defend, but I think we need to create more goal chances and score more goals. So I think hopefully we can focus a lot on that, and hopefully also to stay present in the defense that we have and stay present in the build-up if we do it good. But, you know, we always need to go back to stuff and redo it. But right now we are in a good spot to actually try to attack even more. I think Leicester and Liverpool is doing a good tactical thing to win games right now, and they are actually winning games that way. The way we try to build ourselves and how to play and everything, it takes more time. So I think even if we perhaps doesn't come above them in the table this year, I'm quite sure that we're building a ground for our game to make sure we beat them quite good next year. That's my plan, to make sure we build something so the next year, if they keep doing what they're doing, we're going to beat them because we're going to be so good on the ball. We're going to have so good players that can handle that. But right now we actually compete with them because we have different strategies and they're doing it very well. But it's a part of the process, and I'm not scared of losing against them right now, because I know when we play like this and when we're going to develop the players, we're going to beat them next year or the year after that. So it's more like the bigger picture and make sure we reach there with the identity and how we play instead of just going for next win and hope that we can finish fifth. Because what happens if we don't have the ground next year, then we're going to fall back like many teams have done. And I don't want to do that. I want to make sure we take steps every year. And I'd rather take small steps and stay in the top than just have one big step and then two steps back. Cheers.
Okay, we'll go to Rachel.
Hi, Robert. You asked a lot about one of the loanees, but obviously another loanee is Amanda Nielsen, who has been pretty much ever-present since she signed Spurs. Can you say a little bit about what she's bringing to the team? Also her penalty, which was really nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've followed her for a few years because I had a left-back in Häcken who competed against her in the national team, and the national team coach always picked her instead of my left back in Häcken, but now I signed this left back instead. And I love working with Amanda because she's very good on the ball and she's, very skillful in many scenarios, but she's still very young as well and there's more potential in her. So I think she gives us a left foot in the build-up. We didn't have that. I like to have those angles with the left-footed left back. I think also you can see that she's taking steps in the attacking football because we know that she's good defensively, but I know that she can do these overlaps and do the crosses as well. And I also see that when you see the attitude in this penalty shootout, when she do that, that shows that's a cool girl who can do that in that moment. So that's the place I love to work with, like with that passion, with that coolness. So no, I just love working with her, and there's a plan for her to stay in the future as well, of course. So hopefully we do that. Yeah, so we didn't go for any loan player this winter window without having a smart plan how we can execute that. So I'm quite sure she's going to stay the next year, yeah.
That's good news. And can I ask you as well, you spoke previously about sort of fitness levels and being something you've been trying to improve. And it was quite clear in the game against Manchester City that fitness levels seemed much higher than in previous games. And so there was that ability to compete for the ball 120 minutes in this case. Obviously, they have had a game slightly more recently, but still, there did seem to be an upturn in that. Is that something that you think there's been real progress in, or is it as much about having substitutes who can come in and keep the tempo up? Sort of, yeah, where's that coming from?
No, but I actually have proof that they are much fitter now because we do the testing from the beginning of the season and the middle of the season, Christmas break, and we see all the paragraphs, all the meters is that they're getting more fit in the gym. They're breaking the records in the maximum speed. They are more sprint meters and everything. So we follow that in a good way. And the physical performance team is doing amazing stuff with individually make them be quicker, faster, be able to run more, right? So they have it. They are better. But sometimes when you train hard, you get tired. So Aston Villa game, for example, was a game where we smashed the records in numbers, but they get tired and they lost the quality of the technique. So that's the balance we need to find all the time so we don't lose the quality of the football as well. But we're taking steps every time. And I think the Man City was a really good game because we could work on a strategy. We knew how Man City play. We had practiced that three times. So we could like find ways so the players knew when to run, when to press. So I think it was a mixture of a really good analyst team made sure that they knew the picture. The physical performance team made sure that they were strong enough. And then we just boosted them with a lot of energy. And the players starting was great. The players coming in was great. So it was a great evening.
Yes, indeed. And I guess I wanted to also ask you about the technique we've seen against Arsenal and also against Manchester City, where you have used Amy Turner as an extra striker in the... Usually, I think it's on the 90th minute.
The thing is like you don't want to practice behaviors that you are one goal down because it feels like you practice something that you don't want to have, right? So I'm not like really much want to do that. But then we understood that we were down by one sometimes, and then I just moved her up one game because that's a good thing to create a little bit of a stress situation for the opponent. But then we realized that to have everybody on the same page, we actually practiced this on Saturday, the day before. So if we are one goal down, we're going to do this. So we put her up. We try to actually force it in the training situation. didn't look that great in training, I must say, but everybody knew what was expecting from that, and of course it worked out well, but that's just because they are so good players to understand it. It's not like the tactics working, it's actually them just finding ways, and I just love them finding ways. I mean, it could be anyone that I feel like having a good skills for that. But Amy is a strong player with actually some really good technique there. So she works well right now in that phase if we need to do it, yeah. I think some people like to defend and just protect. I think Ash is one of those who like to defend and win the ball. So she's so good one against one to actually try to win the ball against opponents. So when you have her as a fullback, you know that they're probably not going to beat her because she's very quick and strong, but you're also actually going to win the ball when she's having the one against one. So that makes you a little bit more calm to not overdo like with two plays and doubling up all the time. So she gives us good stuff there. And then I think she's a good ball carrier. She's a good, you know, attacking face as well player. So, and also she's a very, I kind of like that she, even if she do a little bit of a mistake with their score, their goal, she just keep going the whole game and just get back to the game and are brilliant after that. And those players are the players I want to love and work with, because then you know that they don't really affect them if they do a mistake. They just keep going. And when you have those role models for the other players, they just take after them. And it's okay to do a mistake if you just keep going. And she's the answer to that. So no, I love working with her, and I think she has even more potential to be even better in this league.
Thank you. Chris.
Hi Robert, just wanted to get your thoughts on the FA Cup semi-final draw. And do you think and do you hope that this game will be played at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium?
First of all, I was really happy that we got a home draw. So no matter what team, I really want to have a home game because I love to play in front of our fans. Second of all, I hope we're looking into it. Of course, I hope that we can play it at the big stadium. So we're looking into that, and hopefully we can find ways to make that happen. But it's not on my desk right now, but who knows, right? And then if you look at those three teams, of course, Man United and Chelsea are higher up in the table than Leicester. So if you look at it one way, yes, it's a good draw. And if you ask Leicester, they will probably say it's a great draw, play against Tottenham. So I think it's a fair opponent, right? But it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to this great chance to play against them in the semi-final. And hopefully we're going to reach the final, because we want to be there for our fans and for this club. I think after the game, you know, coming from Sweden, you don't really know how big this cup is. But when we won that game, and then I saw the players' happiness, the club's happiness, you know, the board, you know, Daniel Levy is actually happy and signing a text message that he's really looked, you know, he really was happy about that win, you know. And then you realize, okay, it's actually a big cup in this country. We are one club. We are actually having the whole of Tottenham behind us. And if you can bring that to the table and play a final in the end, I think we have a good chance to win any team, because then we're going to do it together, right? So for me, it's showing how big this club and this tournament is, and it's also a proof that we are doing some good stuff. But still, we are only in the semifinals, so we cannot celebrate anything yet. But it's more like an example that we are taking steps, and that's good. You know, if you ask them, I probably just keep one of them happy, because I think the other one is not happy when they're not playing, right? So, and then you just need to deal with that. One is playing and one that's not playing. And then we actually have a third one who's taking big steps, Eleanor. And so the training is amazing, because we have three good goalkeepers who's competing. My job is to pick a player who play, and, you know, sometimes people can say that I'm doing the right stuff, and some people can say that I'm doing the wrong stuff. But I'm just trying to pick the right player to win the game. And I just think, you know, you saw Becky the other game. She was totally brilliant, and you can see her in the penalty shootout. You saw Barra against Arsenal at the big stadium. So both of them are very cool goalkeepers who can handle it. So who knows who's playing or not, but right now Becky was amazing, and of course she has a great, great chance to play on Sunday again.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Okay, just to check for any final questions. Great. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thanks.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.